seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedavid, and today I'm going to talk to you about the biggest mistakes marketers make. One big mistake as an entrepreneur can cost you millions of dollars, momentum, and years of lost time. And the reason why I tell you this, because a lot of time marketers, when you think about marketers, there are a lot of mistakes you can make as a marketer. By the way, if you're an entrepreneur, CEO, guess what else you are? You are somewhat of a marketer, because at the beginning when you're building your company as a founder, you may not know it, but you're marketing, whether it's directly or indirectly, you're marketing yourself. And you don't ever want, as a marketer, to have a bipolar personality. Just like individuals, sometimes one day we're happy, one day we're upset, one day we're this, one day we're that. Sometimes you see some brands, they're so bipolar. They're all over the place. They don't even know what it is. It's almost like a kid that wants to try to please everybody. And the highest form of maturity is when one becomes independent of others' opinions. Meaning, you as a CEO, you as an entrepreneur need to position yourself and realize who you want to be and stick into it. Here's why the biggest mistake marketers will make is trying to appeal to every single customer, and you just can't do that. Because no one has yet done it and become massively big, because you just can't do it. Now, why is that? Let's talk about it a little bit before you don't understand what it is. Look, there's really four different categories you can choose to be as an entrepreneur and as a business. Let me explain. On this side, we have high quality, meaning the higher you are here represents the better quality of a product you have. Here, if you're further on the pendulum here, means you're low cost. Cost, more expensive, less expensive. Better quality, lower quality. So if your product is right here, it means you're what? Low cost, low quality. If your product falls here, you're high quality, high cost. If you're here, quality's high, but cost is low. And if you're here, your quality is low, and cost is high. Now some people will say, but Pat, man, can't I just be everywhere? No, you can't. It's very simple. Harvard is here. A community college is here. Public education may be here, but some places, if you go and live to, I don't know how many times kids, I want to try to get my kids into Plano, West Plano area, because it has a great what? High quality education, but what? Low cost. That's still a bracket you're going into. You go into certain areas, public school's gonna be here. You go in some private schools, it may be up here. It doesn't matter what the product is. I can go into different products. Let's look at it over here, and I wanna do a test with you. Ferrari, think about it. Which of these four categories do you think Ferrari falls under? A low quality, high cost, low quality, low cost? No. Low quality, it's not low quality, so we know automatically it's not here. Is it high quality? Yes. Do we know it's high quality, high cost? Yes, Ferrari's right here. How about Starbucks? You pay $5 for a cappuccino, whatever you want to call a frappuccino. So cost is high and quality is high. At least that's what they claim. And if their quality wasn't that high, they wouldn't be as big as they are today. So they must have great quality. If we go to Tesla, what do you think Tesla is? Is Tesla very, very expensive? So you may say, no, the cost is not really that high, but the quality is high. So maybe Tesla's here. Maybe Tesla's here. Because you can get a Tesla nowadays, what Elon Musk's goal is to try to produce a product that's a middle America product with a very, very high quality. He wants to go here. That's his goal. He's not trying to be Ferrari. He wants to be here. High quality, low cost. Where is Walmart? Think about Walmart. Do you think Walmart cares that they're here? Walmart's the biggest company in the world. Walmart doesn't care if you don't like Walmart. Walmart knows. We're not gonna sell $6,000 Canali suits, and we're okay with it. You're not gonna go to Walmart and say, I would like to buy some Ferragamo shoes. They're gonna say, I'm sorry? You want what kind of shoes? We got a Ferrajack shoe for $9.99. You ain't getting no Ferragamo shoes here. Yeah, I'd like to get some Ferragamo belts. We have Ferra belts, $11. No Ferra, forget the Gamo, we have the Ferra belts. You're just not gonna get that. And that's where Walmart plays. And by the way, they have 2.2 million employees around the world. So if you say, I don't like Walmart, they don't care if you like them. That's where they are. Jaguar. Some people say, why did you put Jaguar on there? Because Jaguar is low quality, high cost. Before they became Ford, for many years, everybody would make fun of Jaguar because Jaguar wanted to be this high-end luxury car that you pay $60,000 to drive or $55,000, $80,000 to drive. and it looked good, but the quality just wasn't that good. It was very expensive, low quality, until Ford bought Jaguar, then they changed their reputation into what they are right now. If they didn't, they would be still here. By the way, IKEA would be what? IKEA would probably be low quality, low cost. So IKEA would like to say we're here, but they're here. Now, for myself, when we started a company, I started off myself as Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Now watch this. When I started with Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, I just want to tell you this. The clientele you dealt with at Morgan Stanley Dean Witter were who? People that needed, that had a net worth of $1 million and up. So I'm dealing purely here. Our fees were higher, but I'm also up here. Then I went to Trans, then I started PHP. With our friends, we started PHP Agency. Our goal was to be high quality. Our goal was to be high quality, low cost. This is where we wanted to be. We want to provide the highest quality products out there with the lowest amount of cost that works for us. Now, anytime you create an identity, once you create an identity, you have a reputation of what your product is. When you have a reputation of what your product is, and all of a sudden you decide to change it, guess who you throw off? Your existing base of customers. Because here's what happens. The thought is, well, you know what? If we try to appeal to these guys, we'll also do a very, very good job. Then imagine how much money we could do, because it makes sense, right? Common sense wise. You know, we need to get everybody because it just makes a lot of sense. Really? Let me tell you a little bit of history. There used to be a time there was competition for cigarettes many, many years ago. You had Marlboro, Camel, and Winston who were competing. Very close. If you remember, Camel was about what? How cool they wanted to be, all this other stuff, and Winston was coming up, all these things, and Marlboro, okay? What ended up happening during this period, Camel and Winston fell for market manipulation, media criticism, all this stuff, and this is what the market did to them, media did. Media told Winston, Camel, and Marlboro, you know what your mistake is? You don't appeal to women. That was a big, believe it, you're watching this right now saying, Pat, what are you talking about? Go study it. You don't appeal to women. People are not attracted to Marlboro, Winston, and Camel. And we believe, these are consultants, those who know everything, right? We believe if you try to start appealing to woman, you're gonna crush it. And the first one to do that is gonna blow up. Really? So guess what happens? Camel and Winston fell for it. They started having girls smoking cigarettes in commercials. They started having girls holding cigarettes in magazines. They started having all these pretty girls smoking cigarettes. And they said, oh, we're gonna get it, we're so smart. Marlboro's not moving. They don't move. And guess what ended up happening? They never moved. Marlboro didn't move. Marlboro didn't fall for anything because Marlboro made a decision a long time ago. Marlboro is a cigarette. This is how they are, and they're completely okay with that. Marlboro is a cigarette for man's man. That's their MO. While everybody told them to switch, they didn't do it. Now watch what happened. Let me give you some numbers here. Today in the marketplace, Winston has 2% of the market. Camel has 8% of the market. Newport has 13% of the market. And let me tell you what Marlboro's got. Let me tell you here. So we got Winston, what? 2, 8, 13. You know what Marlboro's got? 41% goes to Marlboro. You know why? Here's why. Now it's cigarettes. By the way, just so you know, the brand alone, Marlboro, if you wanted to buy it, it's $80 billion. If you want to buy it today. Last year, $391 billion Marlboro cigarettes were smoked last year. Let me say it again. $391 billion cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes. I can't stand cigarettes. There's nothing about cigarettes I like. My family, they were smokers. I cannot stand cigarettes to save my life. I'll smoke 4 cigars per year, and that's pretty much it. Cannot stand the smell of cigarettes. 41%. Why? They stuck to their product. So the question comes back to you here. This is me and you talking now, nobody else. I got the question for you. Who is your ideal customer? Who is your ideal customer? Are you trying to please everybody? Can you imagine if Morgan Stanley one day says, yes, our ideal client is a net worth of $5 million with $1 million of investable cash. Oh, and by the way, you can also do $50 a month with Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. What are you talking about? I go to the bank to do that. I go somewhere to open up a CD. You want to do that? No way. They lose their identity. And by the way, so many companies do this. So if you're a smaller company, you're thinking, oh, you know, it's just me, this. So many people, because they see the potential of the market and they want everything. It is very important. What if Walmart, look how confusing this could be. I want you to think about it. Walmart makes an announcement next year. And this is what Walmart says. Effective January 1st, 2017, Walmart will start selling Ferragamo and Canali suits. What would you say if Walmart said that? Tell me you wouldn't be confused. And by the way, do you think the customers that go to Neiman Marcus, which is high quality, high cost, you think they would go into Walmart to go buy those Canali suits? Do you know how confusing it is? It's very confusing. Very, very confusing. It's the same to say if Neiman Marcus decided to say, we're selling $9, you know, shoes, come and get it. It's just not going to happen. So who's your ideal customer? You. You got to ask the question. Do you know it? Age bracket, income range, what are they doing? What do they like? Why do they come to you? Who is your product? What are you marketing your product to? And then stick to it. And do whatever you can to compete in that space and be the best in that space. So your biggest differentiator could be Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's is here, we are here, and we're happy with that. We are here, we're happy with that. You can go here, we're going over here. Target likes to say Target is whatever, but guess what? Target is not as low cost as Walmart is. And by the way, here's the other part to keep in mind about this. Once you decide who your ideal customer is, and once you decide where you want to position yourself, don't let this confuse you. You will have enemies, you will have opposition, you will have people that will say, terrible idea, he has no clue what he's doing, she has no idea what he's doing. Everyone's going to try to confuse you. And if you can stick to the message long enough, you'll succeed. If you can't, you're like the rest of the entrepreneurs and marketers out there that made the mistake of trying to appeal to everybody and lost every single thing they had, and they lost their success, millions, and they went from a market where they were competing with Marlboro, and then all of a sudden they drop. Now they're at 2%. Winston in Iran was Winston. No, Winston is 2%. Camel used to be very famous. Today, 8%. Marlboro 41%. Stick to your message for as long as period. Market it strong until all of a sudden you become one of the competitors. Everyone says, oh my gosh, they're so smart over there. It's not that you're smart. Just highest form of maturity is when you become independent of others' opinions. And others' opinions is everybody telling you what to do. Stay focused on what you want to be and who you want to be and where your ideal customers are going to be. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick BitDavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.